My name is Claude Tournier, and I am a college lecturer here at Northwestern University. I teach French. I've been in the United States for more than 25 years, but my husband is French, and I'm from Belgium, and we speak French at home, which doesn't help me at all. I love reading, I love traveling, and I practice Tai Chi, and that's about it that I can think of. So now I'm going to read you a text taken from Lovers and Tyrants by Francine Duplessis Gray. Madame Bourdelle's marble white face was dominated by heavy-lidded, glacially pale blue eyes. Her empire apartment overlooked the river. It is sad but elegant. My mother urged me to take the lodging. The address is impeccable. You will meet the right people here. In the dim brown corridor that led to my room hung 1930s photographs of Madame Bourdelle's literary coterie, Cocteau, Bérard, indulging in opitate revelry. When she was not traveling with her maid to the homes of titled friends in warm climates, what is a rest but a change of fatigue? Madame Bourdelle held a salon the first Thursday of each month. Actors, fading courtesans, desiccated academicians, a scattering of Nescafé society, mingle with aristocracy whose first name sounded like Zouzou, Baba, Nene, Lolo. A famous mistress of 1930s vintage gave me motherly advice about who is who in Paris. Third diamond bracelet from the mantelpiece. Look carefully. An interesting study in good manners. A Portuguese millionaire once offered her $10,000 a month to live with him for precisely 10 years, and she stayed to the day. To the day. That is what I call correct. That is style. Almost next to her, two emeralds down. A man you might enjoy if you like the kind who beats you in the dark. But if I were you, I should start with simpler types, unless you absolutely must have his horses. By the way, never, never, never stay home at night. Make yourself perpetually seen.